Time now for another story in our Working It series. People in Nashville, Tennessee, have been sharing their ups and downs in a difficult job market. Today, we meet James Elliott. He lost his job with a big construction company 4 years ago. Now he works as a freelance carpenter and handyman. He's 51 years old, married, with a grown daughter and a 17-year-old son. We followed him through a day's work, digging trenches and fixing cars with friends.
I came up in a rough project area in Pensacola, and I wanted to get away. I left home when I was 12 years old, and I got put in like a reform school. When I was 14, I started working, and I've taken care of myself since then, pretty much.
Slow going.
There was a carnival in my town, and so I ended up following the fair probably 10 years and was a carny, and you know, that was an exciting way of life then for a young man to travel and see the country. I was real wild and I didn't have anything to show for my life. I met the right person, my wife, and getting together with her gave me a purpose in life. Hey, hon, it's me. It looks like I'm gonna have to stay a little bit late working and try to get this done. Yeah, you have a good evening. I'll be there in a couple hours. All right, I love you. Bye. And I worked there 18 years with the same company. When the economy got bad, the supervisor came, brought me up my check and stuff, and he said, man, we're having to lay you off. And I said, what? And he told me that he couldn't afford to keep several of us older people on anymore. That's just sad. It makes you feel terrible to be done that way.
Here we go again. This is a rough way to have to dig a ditch.
Now I'm currently working for myself. You know, it's like I'm a laborer all over again, a 51-year-old laborer starting all over. I'm working for $10 an hour digging a ditch like someone half my age would do by hand. And, you know, it's rough.
You don't have any ideas on how to do this easier, do you?
We stay just ahead of the bill collector. We're behind on the electric and water and stuff like that. We stay just on the edge of falling apart. It's a struggle on your mind. My son, he said, Dad, don't worry about it. Everything will be okay. He just said, if I get to where I've got money, Dad, you know, don't worry. I'll sure help you out. He's a good kid. That's all I can say. I'd do anything to be able to just tell him, son, don't worry about it. I got your college money covered. You just go to school and learn. And that's what money that I don't have. And I don't even realize how I'll be able to get that kind of money.
Good idea.
No matter what happens, I'm not going to just give up. Every day I'm going to get up and I'm going to struggle. It's a constant mental challenge to me to think, how am I going to make it? Like I say, I just get up every day, just call around and try to find out something to do. A man that has responsibility, you have to put your pride aside. If you got to dig ditches, clean out porta potties, no matter what the job is, a real man would do what he's got to do.
James Elliott of Nashville, Tennessee. His story was produced by Kim Green, and you can hear more sound portraits in our Working It series at npr.org. One final note, we have good news from Jesse Rue, the first person we met in our series a few weeks ago. He'd been laid off from a large energy company last spring. This month, he took a new job as a scientist at an aerospace testing company. And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.